Hello everyone, this is Mansoor Mirza. I am here with my next podcast. Today the topic I have selected is the federal government announcement related to this first-time home buyer incentives. Let's talk about that, whether these incentives are going to make any change in our first-time home buyer's life or not. My two cents are, I don't see too much hope by making these changes. And the reason behind my opinion is that they are restricting this first-time home buyer amortization increase from 25 to 30 years for all these insured mortgages, and they're restricting this to the pre-construction builders projects only. If they would have opened this to any purchase, that might be helpful. But builders, even today, in my personal experience of pre-construction bookings, I do a lot of pre-construction purchase for my clients. Most of the builders in GTA and suburb areas, they require 20% deposit. For example, the recent launch we have a few days ago in downtown Toronto on King Street, their deposit is also 20%. They do start with very low deposit, initial $5,000-$10,000. Within 30 days, they require 5%. And many of them require within next 6 months' time another 5%, and then another 5% in a year time. And some of them are requiring very close to the occupancy or on occupancy or close to the completion time, another 5%. So if the pre-construction majority of the projects are in need of 20% down, which is the conventional mortgage, and those conventional mortgage does not require any insurance, then how can we get benefit, or first time home buyers can get these benefits of this federal incentive program of 25 to 30 year amortization? If this poor first time home buyer have to pay 20%, and on 20% even majority of the banks are already offering them 30-year amortization. So I don't see a big deal, a big achievement we can get from these changes. Yes, they are allowing the first-time home buyers from RRSP withdrawal. That might help, that $35,000 limit to $60,000 limit. Once again, in my opinion, how many first-time home buyers are the youngsters who are getting into this purchase of their first property? I don't know how many will have a $60,000 or even more than $60,000 available in their RRSPs, because the limit is that money should be minimum 3 months staying into your account, and then there's a certain percentage you can only withdraw. And with that percentage, yes, you can get up to $60,000 withdrawal for your first home, which is repayable back within after 5 years time, which was previously, I believe it was 2 year time. So in my opinion, this could be, or this might be, a political statement to gain some voter banks in coming days, because election year is 2025, which is the next year. Let's see that whether these are political statements or they are planned for supporting these first-time home buyers. In my opinion, I do not see any big help or support for the first-time home buyers. Yes, in small towns, might be out of GTA, might be way far away from GTA, and especially in small provinces, it might help because the prices are very low. But in GTA, the average price is $1 million plus. So I don't understand what benefit somebody can have from this first-time home buyers incentive program. Yes, the previous program, which federal government has already stopped, that was the sharing of equity by federal government by giving you or helping you in 5%, 10% down payment, and then they were asking you to share the equity gain into your investment. Those kind of programs were really helpful, but in my opinion, these are just a political statement. So if you have something different in your mind and you are of a different opinion, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call at 416-571-1163 and let's listen to your opinion. But in my opinion, I don't see a significant, huge help for the first-time home buyer by this program. I will be coming back with my next podcast on a different topic. Stay tuned, subscribe, and keep looking for these new podcasts every week. Thanks, and have yourself a wonderful day.